It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. It's Monday. I guess they call it Cyber Monday. We call it This is the Day Which the Lord Hath Made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God is wonderful. He's good. He's merciful. And we're just so grateful to be with you on this morning in this hour. Let's have a word of prayer as we begin. Dear Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for your kindness and grace, for your mercy and tenderness, and we pray that your Holy Spirit will fill us at this time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to have our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
amen. It is about time, brothers and sisters, and we're going to go to our Bibles today, and we're going to learn what is spiritualism. What is spiritualism? That's our topic for today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the love of the truth that according to John 8:32, sets us free. According to John 17, sanctifies us. We just pray, Lord, that we will have the truth embedded in our hearts today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we're in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, what is spiritualism? We'll begin with the chapter beginning. And the Bible says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." As we talk about what is spiritualism, the first thing I want you to realize is the devil knows the Bible. He knows the Bible better than we do. He's had 6,000 years plus to memorize and understand and learn how to twist it, okay? So a lot of Satan's agents are Christians because the devil can use scripture and twist it. We need to recognize the importance of staying with the truth, so we always have the Spirit of God leading us. If you are not in truth, there is a spell on you, and you may not realize it. Ask God, Lord, is there some kind of spell on me? Ask him. Ask him. Ask him. Okay? I ask him all the time, Lord, is there some kind of spell? Is the devil tricking me? Am I in your will? Because God will reveal it if you ask him. "Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." So the devil just kind of, you know, teased at her a little bit. Did God say this? Because he knew what God had said. And so he's getting her in dialogue. You see, we mess up when we dialogue with the devil. "The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Did you know, friends, this is just a sidebar, every tree had fruit. That was the definition of a tree. So imagine all we got, oak, we have spruce, what are the other trees? Oak, spruce, I can't even think of the different trees, but you know what I'm talking about. There's lots of different trees, right? Cherry, mahogany, I mean, just we have all kinds of different trees. It's sin that took the fruit off those trees, friend. We still have apples, oranges, peaches, but all trees had fruit. So imagine the multitudinous amount of trees. They all had different fruit, brothers and sisters. That's what the Bible teaches. Go to Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and you'll read that. "But the fruit of the trees in the midst of the garden, God had said, of the tree in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Okay? So God told them not to eat of the tree. He didn't actually say, don't touch it, but the bottom line is, that's a lesson. She knew that they shouldn't touch it, and so she just added that. We don't need to add what God has not said, because, see, the devil can say, well, you're touching it and you're not dead, but you actually added to what God said. Bible teaches us not to add into the scriptures. In the book of Revelation, it tells us that when we add to the book of the prophecy, God adds plagues, and when we take away from the book, God takes away from us eternal life. And so, brothers and sisters, that shows us how important sticking with the word of God. The devil has no power if we stick with the word. And it's because we deviate and we make compromises and we go against God's word. That's how the devil has power. "And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die." Spiritualism is, first of all, the belief that when you die, you're not really dead. Okay, that's what spiritualism is. And so it puts you in a disadvantage, because if you're not really dead, then the living people should be able to communicate with you. So then you've got this communication with the supposed dead, and they are really dead. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9:5, "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Okay, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Their love, their hatred, and all that," the Bible says, is gone away. So the dead praise not the Lord. There's in death, there's no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? You can go to Psalm 6:5, Psalm 115, 17 for those verses. And so, brothers and sisters, when people die, they aren't going to heaven. So Christianity has brought in, through Roman Catholicism, this belief, because they got it from the pagans, that when you die, you go straight to heaven or hell. Now, the pagans didn't know it was heaven or hell. That's these are Bible verses, so the Catholic Church used that to say that's where you go. Protestants who protested, that's what Protestant means, against the abuses of the Roman Catholic Church because they did not allow religious freedom. And if you went against their teaching, you died. That's the Dark Ages from 538 AD to 1798 AD, with the time being a little cut short as far as the persecution part. But for the majority of those years, if you went against Rome, you died. And therefore, God raised up great men, Martin Luther, Zwingli, Huss, Jerome, Tyndale, Wycliffe. And these men, most of them, gave their lives for the sake of the gospel, and the blood of the martyrs was the seed of Christianity. And so the work steadily forward, but that's where Protestantism came from. So these modern Protestants don't know what their ancestry, religious ancestry went through, so they we can have a Bible. And then we so little treasure it today. The Protestants grew, but then they stopped growing. They stopped studying. Around the time of the Advent movement, when God wanted to show them more about his holy Sabbath, about his heavenly sanctuary, then most Protestants just went into world-loving, church-going, complacency. And so God then raised up the Advent movement to move forward because he has warning messages in Revelation chapter 14. We're warned with three angels' messages, the three angels' messages. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters. Another angel came and said, Babylon has fallen. The false churches are in a fallen state. That's why in Revelation 18, God commands us to come out of churches that are not teaching the truth. It is a command of God. I'm just telling you what the truth is. The third angel teaches the final warning, the mark of the beast. If any man worship the beast in his image, receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. The beast represents the, if you read the context, the second beast of Revelation 13 is the United States, and it causes the world to worship the first beast. Well, what is an act of worship? It's an act of worship when you obey. In vain do you worship me, Jesus said in Matthew 15:9, teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. So when you do not, when you know better and you don't do, you're not worshiping God. It's vain worship. That's what God is trying to tell us. Look at the verse. I didn't make it up. In vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. So when you're teaching something that's not of God, God does not call that worship. Maybe you didn't know before, but now you know. So God now holds you responsible. He says in Acts 17, verse 30, that he winks at our ignorance, but in verse 31, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. He doesn't reject us because we're ignorant, because we just don't know. But he's not going to leave you in ignorance, brothers and sisters. He's going to tell you the truth. Don't you want to be all on the side of Christ? What are you going to do in heaven when they're all worshiping on the Sabbath? You're going to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to go over here and get my praise on Sunday morning. No, you're not going if you don't get it right before the time is up. There is coming a time, brothers and sisters, where probation will close. The Bible uses the phrase, Michael stands up, and it will be too late for us to make changes. That's why he said in the book of Revelation, there's coming a point in time where Jesus will declare, he that is righteous will be righteous still, he that is holy will be holy still, he that is filthy will be filthy still, he that is unjust will be unjust still. Read Revelation 22:11 and 12. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to the righteous and the holy, okay? But it's also to give to the others, because the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2 that they are destroyed by the brightness of his coming. All right, getting back to our verse here, the dead. I just wanted to bring out other errors that go along with this belief that when you die, you're not really dead. Most churches believe this, teach this, and it is the foundation of spiritualism. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. But look at verse 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. So spiritualism also includes psychic powers, okay? Now, they come from the devil, and he's not telling the truth, and they don't know, and they are not in control, but they can, through this magical psychic power, the devil can tell them some things. He can tell them, and so people get enraptured because maybe somebody told them something about their life that only they knew. And we have to realize it's the power of spiritualism. So even sometimes it has a Christian garb. A lot of people claim to be prophets and prophetesses and that kind of thing, and they make predictions. The Bible says that they make a prediction in Deuteronomy, I believe it's 18, I'm not sure, I think it's Deuteronomy 18, that if you make a prediction and it does not come true, do not be afraid of them. God says, I have not sent them. So a true prophet never makes a prediction that does not come true. Okay, just keep that in mind. All right, so you have your eyes shall be opened. How do we know that that's supernatural psychic power? Because the Bible says in Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding. So eyes can represent your understanding. It's what you know. And so when your eyes will be opened, then that means you have supernatural knowledge, okay? And it says, and you shall be, your eyes shall be open, you shall be as God. So it talks about, you ever hear people talk about this higher consciousness? and that's what, that all spiritualism, brothers and sisters, knowing good and evil. So you'll have this just greater supposedly understanding. Psychic powers, higher consciousness, belief in the that the dead are not really dead, and believe that you know better than God, good and evil. And what does it end up giving you? Verse 7, the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Brothers and sisters, when you get into this power of spiritualism, you're left naked. Not literally naked, as in physically, no artificial clothing, but your spirit is naked. I don't want a naked spirit. I want to be filled with the spirit. I want to be clothed. It will cause you to be empty, friends. That's why that song says, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. You see, the woman at the well was under the power of spiritualism. That was the issue with the Samaritans. They had gotten involved in spiritualism, and they were worshiping some false gods along with the true. And that song so beautifully says, like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. That's spiritualism. But then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford. But none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So my brother, if the things this world gave you leave hungers that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Pray what? Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if you're under the power of spiritualism, people that go to tarot card readers and psychics and magicians and witch doctors and even get involved in spiritualistic healing practices that deal with the, you know, messing with the energy supposedly of your body and all of this kind of stuff, machines that can connect to your head and your foot or your hand and your foot and tell you everything about you and all that kind of stuff. Friends, that's spiritualism. And we need to be all away from that spirit. It leaves you spiritually naked. And God wants to fill you, cover you with his robe of righteousness, friends. Don't you want that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for teaching us that spiritualism is the belief that when we die, we're not really dead, and that we have some kind of consciousness somewhere out there in heaven, hell, purgatory, or somewhere in the stardust, depending on the view of the person. Help us, Father, to understand that spiritualism is the satanic promise that we will have supernatural psychic powers to be able to tell the future, to be able to tell people about themselves, and that we would have higher consciousness than you gave us. Oh, Lord, supposedly this is the devil's way of teaching us good and evil, but yet it leaves us naked, spiritually naked, unclothed, empty, and vulnerable. And so we ask you to come and fill us, bless us, help us, and remove us from this evil power of spiritualism in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, God is merciful. God is good, is he not? So at this time, we're going to close out, and we'll be back in a little while, and we're going to hear a message from Sister Lenny entitled, No Need to Go Without. No Need to Go Without. At this time, we'll have our torso song as our intermission. God bless you.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
And we'll hear from Sister Lenny at this time on the subject, No Need to Go Without.
Good morning. Happy Monday. No need to go without. This morning, I want to start by saying Everyone needs beans and grains and fruit and vegetables and plenty of water. Having a good variety of these foods every day leaves you with less room for foods that are high in fat and sugar that are a leading cause of weight gain. Okay, so I was helping out one of my sisters and her three children. I guess at this time they were living with me for about a year. So it was me and my two children, my sister and her three children. So that's seven of us. We absolutely were out of food, completely. You know, it's a sad thing when you have to take your husband to court to try to get him to support the children. But while going through this process, and before this support started coming in, we were out of food, and he refused to give me money for the children. But in the meantime, we're out of food, and I was not worried at all. I could have asked my mother, but I wasn't one to do that. So I just trusted God and believed what he said, because I had already saw what he could do. So I left it like that. I had already prayed to God, so I was just waiting for God to do what he promised. My sister was very upset. She was crying and not understanding why I was not. I told her, listen, I trust Jesus. See, my sister was studying with Jehovah's Witness at the time, and she never would say Jesus. She never would say it. I already know what God can do. And I told her, you are getting ready to see a miracle. A miracle. She said, but Lenny, a miracle, what are the kids going to eat? I said, you're getting ready to see a miracle. She didn't think I saw her, but she rolled her eyes up in her head and was shaking her head, right? At that time, she was studying, still studying with Jehovah's Witness, and she would never, ever say Jesus. But I told her, in this house, we say Jesus. I told her, let's get the children together so we can have prayer, okay? I had already set the table, already. She kept shaking her head. I would see her. She tried not to let me see her, but I did see her. And I understood that she did not understand, okay? We are now in a circle in the living room, and we are praying. I tell you, as soon as we were finished praying, as soon as we said amen, my doorbell rang. My sister stared at me. I looked out the door, and there were two bags of groceries on my porch. When I looked up, I saw my grandfather walking back to his car. I thought he was leaving, but he was going back to the car to get more bags of groceries. My grandfather bought so much food that day that it filled up my refrigerator and cabinets. I had not talked to my grandfather. And so when he come back with that last bag, it was about 8 or 9 bags of food, I said to him, what are you doing? And he said, I was coming home. Me and your grandmother was leaving the store from going shopping for ourselves. And while we were driving home, I started feeling like you needed food. So we took our food home, put it away, and I went back to the store and shopped for you, your sister, and the children. My sister was so emotional. She started hugging me and kissing me. And I told her, you need to thank the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You need to thank Jesus. She kept saying, where did you get all that faith? I said, I got it from Jesus. I told her, from trials and tribulations, knowing what Jesus would do when we ask and believe that Jesus will do just what he says. My sister said that was truly a miracle. She had never seen nothing like that before. And had she not been there to witness it, she would never believe it. There, I'm going to tell you, there is no need for anyone to go without food or anything when all we have to do is trust and believe that God will be right there for and with us. He will give us all the fruit and vegetables and beans and grapes and nuts and water. He will give us everything that we need if we would just have faith, believe, and trust him.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening today. And God, may God give you all that you need. May God bless your heart today. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. What a message. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's sharing and caring time, and we start with Facebook. We have a roll call. We have Sister Vicky out of Georgia saying good morning to us. We have Brother Peyton, North Carolina, saying good morning to all of us. We have a brother, Daryl, not sure where he's from, but you're welcome, my brother. And we've got Sister Glorious out of Virginia saying good morning. We've got Brother Brian out of Kenya in Africa saying good morning to us. Thank God, out of Greece. Praise God for him. We've got Brother Mahoney, Elder Mahoney, out of Maryland. We've got Sister Michelle out of Ohio. We've got a Sister D, not sure where D is from, but we're welcome. And Sister Vicky says, powerful message. Praise the Lord. All right, on the call, we have representation from Ohio, Ohio again, and Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware. We have Delaware, we have Delaware, and we have Delaware again. We have Oklahoma, we have Ohio again, we have Iowa, we have South Carolina, we have Michigan, and we have Georgia. I want to mention to you as we go to our brother Walking John on the call, we mentioned to you that we would not be on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to just say it will most likely be a couple of days. It might be Tuesday, Wednesday, but just stay with us, and we'll let you know as we get closer to that time what days it will be that we will take a break from the broadcast. We won't have broadcast 2 days next week. Just want to let you know that. All right, we're going to hear from our dear brother, Walking John. Amen. Good morning, dear brother.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say I enjoy hearing that song, Fill My Cup. And for Sister Lenny, I understand you perfectly. If you have anyone in your family or you're dealing with somebody that's a Jehovah's Witness, and I ain't putting on everybody now, but I'll tell you, it's a while for me to get that spirit broken for me. I was in love with a Jehovah's Witness. And let me tell you this. That's somebody, that's the Lord. I'm not putting down women, I'm just letting you know. The philosophy is just so, so different. And you wonder how these people don't believe the things that you believe. But Sister Lenny, I know about how when your covers are empty, the Lord just fills your cup, not only spiritually, but with food and everything. I have so much food, I don't know what... I don't even know what to eat first. I said, maybe I'll give me some yogurt or something, but I just enjoyed that song, Fill My Cup. It took me all the way back to church in the 70s. I'm telling you the truth. It's just so wonderful. I make it my business every morning to hear this torso broadcast. And I just want to say, keep on doing what you're doing, because the money going to be on the way. And when that money comes, I'm telling you, Brother Fleming, it's coming your way too. And I'm I have so much to tell you. I don't want to take up too much time, but you just, if Sister Lenny has been listening, I'm telling you, I had to get a member of the church to pray for me. She was praying for me when she was on 271 one morning, 8:05. I was in love with this woman, but let me tell you something. You want to get in hot water with a Jehovah's Witness? God mentioned in the book of John and the book of Hebrews, they can't stand the blood I tell you, Pastor Cleveland, I'm just so thankful that the Lord has blessed your ministry, and I just love listening to the broadcast. But some days I just want to just sleep, turn off the alarm, and just go to sleep. But may the Lord bless all y'all and worldwide. And just remember, when faith speaks, God listens. And that's a known fact.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'll be speaking with you sometime. I have a lot to share. I have a treasure Amen. House of wisdom the Lord has blessed me with. But anyway, may the light of rain be upon you as the light of Elijah. Okay. But just don't take off your coat. Just don't take off your coat and start hitting on the ground.
God is
okay,
good.
Yeah.
God is
good. Okay,
thank you so much for your encouragement. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. God bless everybody. Okay, all right.
Amen. Amen. All right, is there anyone else that has anything you want to share this morning with us in our sharing and caring time? Please press *6. If you have something you'd like to share on Facebook, just type it. We'll read it and address it that way. Today is the 27th, almost the end of the month, 27th, and let's thank God for this day that he has given to us. All right, there is no one else. As I said before, it may not be Monday, Tuesday, might be Tuesday, Wednesday, but it'll be a couple of days, and we do actually have a caller. It's our mother in Israel, Mother Harriet. Good morning, Mother Harriet.
Good morning, everyone, Sister Lenny, Sister Maria, Asta. I thank God because spiritual blessings, that's what we need. And this morning, Sister Lenny gave us a large dose of spiritual tonic. Praise the Lord for our ministry. And at this time, we all need a large dose of faith. We cannot go through without it. So that's one thing. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can never have too much faith as long as the faith is in Jesus Christ. And to know that he is willing and able to give us, but it's our lack of faith that we don't have what we need. And I praise the Lord for Sister Lenny's ministry. This morning was the best of the best. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
May God continue to bless your ministry, bless you and your dear wife. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Praise God. All right, then. We'll go ahead and have my dear wife to close us out at this time. May God bless you all today.
Give me just a second, please.
Sure. And while she's giving us taking a moment, she's ready. Okay.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to open up your word. We thank you for truth. And we thank you, Lord, that we can recognize how good you are when we can taste and see the goodness of the Lord. What an honor and a privilege and a pleasure it is to serve you. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've created, and we know that as we go about this day, may your spirit continue to abide with us. May we remember to ultimately, as we work, we are doing service unto you. So may we be productive and successful in the things that we do. And may we seek your help in all that we do, never thinking that we can do things on our own, because without you, we can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. We ask that you will bless everyone on this line who has taken the time to come and to spend this time with us, recognizing that there is a special time in the morning where we should honor it to you. And Father, we pray that each of us would be faithful to you and diligent in our serving, in our service as we work in your harvest. We ask that you will honor special silent petitions. We know that each of us have them, and we're going through personal trials and tribulations, and we may not want to always share what those things are publicly, but we know that you are very well acquainted with each of our situations, and we thank you, Lord, for being a God of deliverance, a God who will protect us, and a God who will help us always in our time of need. We ask that you will help us, Lord, to recognize that this time of year is a time of year where we need to be asking others, what can we do to help? Because people are in need, in dire need. There are people that are in need of food. There are people in need of companionship, just knowing that people care about them, especially for those that may live alone. And maybe you live in a home with someone else, but you're not like them. They don't think like how you do. They don't worship like how you worship. They don't eat like how you eat. The lifestyles are so different. Sometimes that could just make you feel like you're all by yourself, although there are others in your home. And Lord, it's times like that when we really need to seek out others that are more in tune and more in how we live so that we can have good relationships and still be the example in our home that we need to be. But we do need that support. And Father, we just ask that we will do that, that you can also help us, Lord, to reach out to those that we may not think about, but who are more like us. And may we ask you to help us to find them so that we can build better relationships and to help us to have more of a better life balance. And Lord, we pray that during these weeks of holiday travel with visiting family and friend and the brethren, that you will bless all these efforts. We know people are dying. Accidents are happening. And with the weather conditions changing all the time, we just always pray for traveling mercies for all who have to be on the road. Even those who are just going to work, it is still a dangerous time of travel. And we just pray that each of us would be granted traveling mercies. And we pray that you would continue to help us to draw close to you, to seek your face daily, and to trust in your word as we obey your moral and health laws. Help us always to do all that we can to serve you faithfully. All of these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.